Okay, it is time now for Campus Connection, and I do have some school board. I have a school board member here with me, and I have the superintendent here with me in the studio to talk about the meeting tonight and some school issues. How about we start with introductions? Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. Sarah Holmgren, board president and member.
And Erica Klute-Painter, superintendent in the school district here.
Okay, great. So it's the first meeting while we're in session. School started last week, actually, so it's been 1 week only. How do you feel, Erica?
Last week went really well. First week, lots of positive comments from kids and staff and parents. We had Intro to My Child conferences at the elementary school, which I think you might have attended as
my
a new mom.
My first ever teacher conference. I was so excited.
Congratulations. And great, you know, lots of positive feedback from how the first week went for middle and high school as well. We had some scheduling challenges this year because of hiring, because of budget issues and legislative funding and all of those things. So it was a little late. We actually had Mr. Dormer and Ms. Etcher were working a lot over the summer to finalize schedules because they couldn't be finished in May like they normally are. So far, lots of positive comments about how the schedules have gone, and I think we're off to a great start.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of schedules, there was one item on the agenda regarding the calendar, I think, for the meeting tonight for the board to consider, and that would be because the school is now 2A in the 2A activities region. Can you tell us kind of what that means?
Mm-hmm, I can. So we did change classifications, and the calendar work had been done before dates had been really finalized for that. So the last few years we've had the regional tournament ends up being a little earlier in March. It has been. And then there's usually a week in between, and then there's spring vacation. And so we've kind of moved the parent-teacher conferences right up against spring break to kind of accommodate people's schedules and minimize disruptions. But this year, regionals are actually bumped right up against spring break, so a lot of families are out of town for that, and a lot of people travel. And we have several teachers that are also out of the district at that time, so we're going to move some conferences around for that so we can accommodate and make sure we have enough people, enough parents in town, and make sure that all the teachers are here too, so parents can have access.
And that's a basketball tournament. Regional basketball tournament in March, yeah.
Yeah, so it takes basketball, it takes all of our band students and all of the cheer students. So it's actually a large percentage of the high school student population is gone, plus several teachers. So it just does have an impact on conference attendance.
Okay. So that will be considered by the board, just that change itself. And then more district policies to go over. I don't know how exciting that is for you, but I mean, what I'm gathering, because there was a list of policy changes for the last meeting. I think there were 17 last meeting. Mm-hmm. There's probably more this meeting. But what I gather is it's kind of more technical language edits to the district policies, and that's right. Kind of a trickle-down effect from what the legislature is requiring, and then the what the Association of Alaska School Boards is making recommendations to follow those.
Yes, and I don't believe this round we have any new policies. It's just amending and refining existing policies, and it is just catching ourselves up. I think in the next round we will finally be caught up on anything that needs an existing policy would be need. We'll be considering a couple of new policies at some point in the future that we have on the board agenda, but the ones that are on there are existing policies that we have that literally are legislative requirements or recommendations from AASB.
Okay, that's
pretty vanilla.
Doesn't sound like it will take too long then.
No, it shouldn't. The policy committee spent some time reviewing them and feel comfortable presenting them to the board as a whole for consideration.
Okay. And then more, I guess it's not really policies, but updating goals. Do you need me to turn up your headphones? Oh, let's see if I can do that here. Okay. Better. the goals of the board. You're going to be looking at possible updates to the list of goals. I actually didn't know that the board had a list of goals, but apparently you do, and you might consider some changes.
Yeah, we like to try and look at them every year, and some of it is your policies align with that, but also just the goals for the district, so that we're either, it's a way of also us forming policy so that we're accomplishing those goals, so that if we have one for, you know, whether it's for instruction or if it's for graduation account, or just where are we focusing our money on, that when, if we have flexibility in our spending. So it's just, if we don't have any goals, then we kind of, I think you just would flounder and, oh, well, that sounds good, or that sounds, it gives us a focus, and it's good to review it every year. And usually we review it together, but sometimes we'll do it in conjunction with an advisor from the Alaska Association of School Boards, which will come down and do some training for us, but also say, let's go over this, and she'll help us walk through it, since she has the expertise of working with boards all over the state for many, many years, and just kind of helping us refine it and figure out what's best for our community. They're usually pretty specific to your community, because, you know, you go to Juneau, you're going to have a different set of goals than maybe you would have in Petersburg. So,
okay. Yeah. So policies and goals being covered at the meeting. There is a maintenance item, though. Excuse me. And it's with the elementary school and an exhaust hood, mm-hmm. that the board will consider approving a contract for Bear Electric to install this exhaust hood. And I think I remember this being part of the conversation before, where it's kind of required. It's a requirement?
A requirement that comes when Ms. Johnson in the food service program has a review. They come through, and they randomly just come through. And they have been talking with us about the fact that we need a hood system in the cafeteria for several years. They've been talking to us about it. They've not written us up officially on it, because we had already written the CIP plan, you know, to be presented to the state, and actually had made it 2 years ago into the top mm-hmm. four,
I think so,
for that project. So that was actually supposed to happen. So they knew that we were actively working toward it, and so they didn't require us to, you know, address it outside of that project, because they knew it was written into that capital improvement plan through the state. And then now there's kind of a, you know, moratorium on all those projects. So the board has, over the years, been able to set aside money to support the cafeteria renovation projects. So we're utilizing some of that money, because now we really have to. At this point, it doesn't look like that cafeteria project's going to happen, certainly not anytime soon. So we put it out for requests for proposal, and we wanted to get something decent, but maybe not something, you know, completely over the moon, but something that would satisfy the requirements, you know, in the hopes that somewhere down the road we can move forward with that complete, you know, renovation project. So that's where the request came from, and local contractor and reasonable bid. So we're ready for that work to start happening soon.
Okay. And then there is one seat that would be vacant in the election this fall, the municipal election, which is October 6th. But there has been somebody who is running, right? Mara, is that right?
Yes.
She put her name back in?
We had, she was appointed, so she's required to run in that immediate fall. Anytime you're appointed throughout the year, you automatically are up for election that fall.
Okay.
And we do have a full house then. We have both Dr. Jay Lister and then Mara, and then Cheryl and Jay are up for re-election. So mm-hmm. we're very pleased that everybody's willing to keep at it, because I know there's a lot of other boards that are suffering on having vacancies that they can't fill. So mm-hmm. we feel fortunate that we have three very competent people willing to mm-hmm. keep going.
So voters will see incumbent names mm-hmm. On the ballot. Okay. Anything else that you would like people to kind of think about for the meeting tonight? It sounds like it might be pretty quick.
Yeah, shockingly. I think probably because things are just getting going, and we'll probably have longer ones in another month or two after we go to the annual conference. That's usually what happens, but that's not till November, so.
Okay.
It started off to the school. A lot of things were handled over the summer or taken care of, so I think that's probably why it's pretty relatively quiet for September.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's true, too. And we gave a pretty detailed update on summer projects mm-hmm. and things in August, you know, when we were all mm-hmm. Here and kind of before everybody else, you know, gets back. But just giving an update there, and and actually we're in good shape with maintenance projects, and you know, the doors opened on time and opened well, and we're ready to go.
That's great. Yeah. And then as usual, we'll be getting updates from the maintenance director, finance director, and principals on how the schools are going and that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. We'll see you tonight at the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Superintendent Erica Kluepainter and School Board President Sarah Holmgren. They will be at the school board meeting tonight. Again, that meeting starts at 7 o'clock in Assembly Chambers. KFSK will be broadcasting the meeting live. If you can't make it there and you want to stay informed, just tune in.